Fighters, it's time for Monday Mojo, your kick in the tail to help you attack the week and move one step closer to your goals. We're in and out of here in less than 5 minutes. Let's go.
I have a quick ask for you. This is the top podcast on the planet for home improvement contractors. We have a new episode damn near every day of the week, and we want to be found by more contractors so that we can share our mission of bringing respect and dignity back to the trades. And I know it's not easy, but we'd appreciate it if you could leave us a few lines with your review in the podcast app of your choice. Here's a recent one from Oscar G. The podcast and its resources are absolutely life-changing. I went from being 21 years old with no degree, no business background, to starting the Katie Fence Company in 2019 after I sold my first job. Started off alone, going door to door, doing all the work and only making $600 weekly, to now having a full-time sales position from home, $72,000 salary and 3 employees. I highly recommend you trust this process. Oscar, thanks so much for listening to the show and for leaving the review, man. You rock.
All right, fighters, this week, I want you to put your focus a little bit on being a better leader. And so I want to talk about the spirit of leadership. And what I mean by that is it's how you choose to show up every day. It's the aura, the energy that you show up with, the feelings that you evoke in other people. Listen, you are always making somebody feel something. Make sure that you're intentional about that, that you take control of that. And so the spirit of leadership is incredibly, incredibly important. I shared here a bit about how you choose to show up, right? Show up with discipline. Be the example, okay, of what you want in others. Because I guarantee you right now, you're leaving some greatness on the table due to your lack of discipline in this area. Okay, there is a true next level in your life, your business, your relationships, your health, your money, all that stuff. There's another level of greatness that's waiting for you, okay? And you're not achieving that because you're simply lacking discipline, okay? So that's huge. A couple of the biggest leadership mistakes people make that will help you bring a better spirit of leadership is that, you know, leadership mistakes like not being interested in the people that you lead as human beings. Like you look at them as like, oh, they're production employees and things like that. No, these are human beings that have goals. They have dreams. They have things that they want to accomplish in their life. Be interested in those things. You also, another big mistake is not having a clear vision of where you're going as a company and getting others to latch onto that vision with you because you don't communicate that to them. Okay. So listen, if you want to earn respect and get other people to follow you, like I said before, number one, you got to be the example. All right. You must be the example of discipline and of positive energy and encouragement and empathy and vision. Okay. Be real with them. Own your crap. Okay. Own your crap. Have integrity. Live to a high personal standard. Okay. When you do that, okay, when you do that, it shows that you have a genuine interest in being a different type of boss, a different type of person. Okay. Another way that you can get people to earn respect and get people to follow you guys with the right spirit is reward what you want more of. Okay. Instead of just pointing out all the shit they're doing wrong all the time, recognize when they do something right. Nobody likes to show up to work every day and just hear what they do wrong whenever they hear from the boss. All right. So top three things that you can develop right now is number one, that vision and optimism. Number two, have some empathy. And then finally, consistency. Guys, when you do that, the spirit of your leadership will improve and you will be more attractive to your employees in the sense where they want to be part of what you're doing. You'll be more attractive to the people around you that want to join your team. And you will be on your way to building an amazing company. You guys rock. I gotta roll. I'm out. Fighters, I appreciate you hanging out with me today as you kick your week off. Go do something great. All right? Don't let anyone, anything get in your way. And don't be anyone or anything's little bitch. This is your week. And if you're gonna win the week, you need to win today. You win today, you create momentum, and then you win Tuesday, and then you win Wednesday, and so on. You all know how it works, but it starts right now. You got to come out of the gate hard. Like I said, I appreciate you hanging out here today. If you want to connect with me more and get some other great content that we have going out there, I want to encourage you to head to Instagram and follow me at RealTomReber. I'd appreciate that. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next Monday.